Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Thursday, May 20th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,525 head, 12,500 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 3,600 weaned calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know more details about when a lot will sell or more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Fairly quiet day for the cattle futures market. We had June live cattle up 15 cents at 116.90. They closed just a little bit higher than yesterday, but they made new highs for this move. About a week ago, we went just over 119 before that kind of a surprise down move on I think it was last Thursday. But we're working back toward that. We're above the 20-day moving average now, so hopefully that'll incite some additional buying going forward. August, we're up 40 at 120.12. The October up 10. Decent Feb, both down 30 and 45. The May feeder cattle down 62 today at 136.57. That index is down at 133.80. So as we have about 8 trading days left for those two to converge, we're about $4 or so, $3.50 or so away from convergence. The August, we're up 95 today at 152.87. Looks like the cash market this week is going to be around 119 to 120 overall. It's really in line with where we've been the last couple of weeks. Box beef at midday was down slightly, down 35 on choice at 322.99, but still really high. The kill today or slaughter was 118,000, right in line with last week. Week to date, we're about 5,000 ahead of where we were last week at the same time period.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
Well, grain futures overnight and throughout the day were actually really, really weak. The corn came back. It looks like it's going to close unchanged in July at 658 and a quarter. That was roughly 20 cents off the low earlier today. December's were down 4 and a quarter cents at 539. That was about 19 cents off of their low of the day. So quite a big turnaround there to close where they did. There is a gap from the end of March down around 477 and a half on December corn. So some folks are looking for that as kind of a target, but that's still over 60 cents down from the current price level. Soybeans did not come back here. We were down 36 in July at 1538. November new crop down 30 and a quarter at 1369. And then Chicago and Kansas City wheats were both lower here. July Kansas City down 14 at 633 and three quarters. It looks like the overall problem with the grain markets is just those hedge funds are long nearly 400,000 contracts, and now they're estimated somewhere around of corn, 400,000 contracts of corn. Now they're estimated somewhere around 180,000 contracts of corn. So they've been selling it. Now the weather forecast look like they're decent weather, so it doesn't really look like any major drought concerns, at least in the long term forecast at the present time. Of course, that can change fairly quickly.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.